From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments today in a case centering around a Colorado law that forbids discrimination based on sexual orientation. A baker in that state refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple and says the law forced him to act against his Christian faith. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports the case could have far-reaching implications for businesses.
Some of the nation's largest companies have filed friend of the court briefs in support of the gay couple: American Airlines, Apple, Pfizer. So has the Denver Chamber of Commerce, representing 3,000 business groups. Kelly Bruff is president and CEO.
A business person gets to decide what product they're going to sell or what service they want to offer to the public, but they don't get to decide who they offer that to.
Bruff says if you go into business, you've got to accept the rules of the game. Businesses must serve everybody. Supporters of the same-sex couple say a broad ruling would give businesses more freedom to pick and choose their customers. But Georgetown law professor Randy Barnett, who filed a friend of the court brief supporting the baker, says he's expecting a narrower ruling.
This is about whether individuals can be compelled to communicate messages with which they disagree.
In the case before the court, the owner believes baking a wedding cake expressly sends a message supporting gay marriage, something he opposes. A ruling is expected next June. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.